Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. It's the B Morning Coffee Club at 92.5 WBEE. Welcome in. We join, or I should say, Dr. Thomas Putnam joins us. You are the superintendent of the Penfield School District, and you also have another hat you wear. Are you like the chief superintendent of all superintendents, Dr. Putnam?
No, I'm the spokesperson this year as president of the Monroe County Council of School Superintendents.
Yeah, so, chief.
Hey, take it, Mr. Putnam. Just take the job and run with it, I guess.
Yeah, it's a yearly appointment, and somehow I got this year. So
lucky you.
Of all the years, Dr. Putnam. So our first question is, how do you think moms and dads are doing? Now, they're, 6 weeks into this homeschooling thing? And we sense a little frustration, a little bit of, I don't know, maybe feeling like you are not succeeding. What kind of feelings do you guys get?
Well, it's sort of like the hair club for men, because I might be the superintendent, but I'm also a father. So,
yes.
We feel it as well. This is that we're entering the seventh week of school closure. We got two students at home who are in school who are learning through distance learning. It's pulling hair out and feeling frustrated, and some days feeling like we didn't do a good enough job as parents. And I can tell you, because I live it, just do your best. That's all you have to do. Do your best. Reach out to your teacher when you have questions. Reach out to the building principal if you've got questions. This will be okay. Every teacher is doing their best job. Every student, we're supporting the best we can, and every family is doing the best they can. If they're working from home and trying to educate at home, you can't be 100% at everything. So just make sure you're finding time as a family to spend time together and get off electronics and go for a drive or go for a walk in the neighborhood. But no stress here. This is really making sure that you're looking out for the social emotional well-being of your students now learning at home.
Okay.
Dr. Tom Putnam of the Penfield School System. He's the superintendent of the schools in Penfield. What about parents who are frustrated? Because I'm hearing talk that some parents are throwing in the towel. And as an example, your son or daughter takes Spanish, and you have to take a look at the homework or make sure that, and I never spoke Spanish. I don't know how to take a look at homework. What do you do about parents who I won't say they've thrown in the towel, but they're getting frustrated to the point where they don't want to do it anymore?
Two pieces. I think one is if you hit that frustration level because it's a language other than English, or even for me, science, trying to help my kids with science. That's why I married a wonderful nurse, because she can help them with science and I can help them with history. But if you hit that point, it's email the teacher, call the teacher, reach out to the teacher, whatever. I know across Penfield, but across all of our districts that are forced to be closed, the teachers are there to help out, offer suggestions, break down work if they need to. So that would be the first step. Before you throw in the towel, reach out to the teacher or the building principal and ask for some support. If you really hit that point, it's okay. Take a step back, give it your best shot, and then take a step back. The last thing I want to see is students in tears at the kitchen table because they don't understand something. So take a big step back, focus on that social-emotional piece, And I promise you, when our kids come back to school, all of our teachers across the county, across the state, that's what they're there for. They're incredible, and they will get kids caught up on where they need to be. I'm not overly worried about that. So just make sure kids are trying their best and reaching out to their teachers. The rest of it we will work on when we're back in school.
And when will that be?
That is the question. So right now the governor still has schools closed through the 15th, mm-hmm. which would be a May 18th return to school. I watch his press conference either during the day or in the evening if I can't get to it during the day. And it sounds like yesterday we had some conversations about maybe a gradual reopening of essential businesses. And, so I'm still holding out hope that we're back in school sometime this school year. I think it would be great to see the students. I think social-emotional-wise, anxiety-wise, it would be great for the students to see their teachers and pick up everything that they left behind. So I'm hopeful. But, again, we're all waiting on the governor's final decision based on medical science on when we should open, when would be the safest bet.
It has to bring a bit of a smile to your face to hear kids saying they miss school. And with that, I'm wondering if in Penfield you're looking at summer school yet.
That came up, too, at the state level. Right now, you know, we've got to make sure that we're open and we're allowed to have summer school. We are looking, most of Monroe County uses BOCES for summer school, so it's multiple schools coming together. I can tell you in Penfield, we're looking at maybe can we do some things to help students out so they aren't as far behind or for that concern. We just want to make sure that no kids are harmed by this. So in terms of, you know, a student who can't learn at home like he or she can learn in the school setting, we don't want to see them fall behind. We want to be able to catch kids up and work with them. So summer school is on the table. It's a possibility. And really, we're hoping we can open at some point. Obviously, the decision lies with the governor. But again, just seeing those kids, and you mentioned kids saying they miss school. I love walking the neighborhood, and especially teenagers, because, you know, teenagers don't want to go to school in that theory, and all of them are begging to come back to school again. So,
They're at home with their lame parents. I know mine are. They're sick of us.
Yeah, I think my sons would say the same thing.
Oh, Dr. Putnam, thank you very much. We're very lucky in Penfield to have you. And Steve had mentioned that he was going to drop this bomb on you. And
oh, yeah.
I'm just going to answer for you. No. Okay, go ahead, Steve.
The answer, the question, of course, are you interested in the city job?
I think Terry Day did an incredible job, and I'm sorry to see him go. I think the world of him. He's an incredible person, brought his family up here. I'm pretty happy living in Penfield and having my kids go to Penfield. So I would say no thank you. So.
Yeah, well, that's my son's just a proud grad.
My son's a proud grad, T-Bird. I know that you have two products of the Penfield School District. It's a great district, and it's in great hands with you, Superintendent Dr. Tom Putnam.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Tom. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.